What is best in life? To crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations of their women. Hope that answers your question. Season's greetings, Latimer.
Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2014 with Emma Newman.
A Santa balloon, Mum?
This isn't just any Santa balloon, Latimer. This is the zombie Santa balloon that never dies. It's been going strong for over 5 years now, so smile! The postwoman was rubbing her back today as she walked back down the hill. Did she deliver something heavy?
Indeed, Mum. A rather damp box and card from Mr. Adrian Tchaikovsky.
Is the card damp?
No, just the box, Mum.
Marvellous. Take us forward in time to the 25th of December, Latimer.
Perhaps you should have a look at the box first, Mum, just to make sure you really want to open it.
Oh, it has barnacles on the side, and not particularly festive ones either. I'll have to have a think about that while I open the card. Oh my God, what is that?
Ah, that's Santa Caris. A long-extinct seagoing arthropod with a horrific assembly of mandibles, named after old Saint Nick.
Dressing it in a red fur-trimmed hat and a false beard hasn't helped.
It never does, Mum.
Well, let's see what it says inside. Season's greetings from Santa Claus. Oh, it's spelt with a W. May the new year bring you many interesting invertebrates for you to rejoice and delight in. How kind. Well, Adrian does have a marvellous sense of humour. In fact, just the other day he was lamenting the fact that he missed our singing chickens by just 1 week. He told me that if he could ever have a song sung by them, it would be The Flight of the Bumblebee. I can only assume that was a joke too.
The chickens haven't, Mum. This should be interesting.
Oh, you poor dears, have a rest. That actually was a bit cruel of him.
Indeed, Mum.
I will have to think of a suitable challenge for Adrian and before his new book comes out, Guns of the Dawn. I'm really looking forward to it. He described it to me as Jane Austen meets Bernard Cornwell with Eliza Bennett going to war. And there are wizards. I mean, what's not to love? Latimer, is that sound coming from the box?
Indeed, Mum. And the smell.
Distinctly fishy. In fact, it reminds me of the crabby wall of death that Adrian summoned to help us escape from the pirates. What kind of magic is that, anyway?
Crabomancy, Mum. It's not a very popular discipline. It seems people are much more forgiving of demons and death than they are of unpleasant odours.
Well, quite right too. But I really should open it, as it's from such a dear friend. Oh no, I can't bear it. Perhaps he just meant us to tuck it away in a corner in case we meet any more pirates. Do you have any idea where we could put it? Somewhere out of the way where it won't be seen or heard or sniffed by our guests?
I have just the place, Mum.
Oh, I think even the chickens have had enough of the smell. I'll go find them while you deal with the box, Latimer.
Very good, Mum.
Little chickens!
Redirect to Ms. Juliet Mushins, the agency group.
Ah, here they are, I found them. Let's have some festive cheer. Little chickens! You've just listened to the 20th Advent episode of Tea and Jeopardy 2014. Visit the Advent calendar at www.teaandjeopardy.com, and if you'd like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup and support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.